today, talk about prospering. And I want to talk about it in two understandings. First of all, what we see a lot of times that appears to be prospering. I'm glad that God, I tell my wife this a lot of time, I'm glad that God put Psalms 73 in the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord, we ask you, God, to anoint your Word. To anoint your Word that it go forth and not return back void, but accomplish wherein you have sent it. God, give us victory in this hour, and God, we'll praise you as men and women drank from the fountain and received from you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm glad that God, early in my ministry, taught me the anointing of God, and he taught me how to preach from the unction of God. Because when we preach from the unction of God, we get that fresh anointing comes to us. I get revived when I preach. I get lifted up when I preach. Because the fresh anointing that comes and touches. In Psalms 73, and as I said, I've said a many, many time, I'm glad God put this in the Word. The Bible says in verse 2 of chapter 73, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps were or had well nigh slipped." Simply what David had said, he was at a place that if God hadn't have done something, his steps it was getting weak. His foot, it almost slipped. But it goes on, and I'm not going to preach on this chapter today, even though it's a great message and I could preach on, but I just want a thought out of it that we might understand what I'm talking about today. In the next verse, he said, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Now, you can look around and you can see that the wicked appear to prosper. I like something my son said. I was talking to him the other night. We talked about 2 hours on the telephone, I think, about as long a conversation we ever had on the telephone. And he was talking about, going to the house of God, being a part of the house of God and different things. And he said, "Dad, you know, I've went to some churches that," he said, "I simply told one group," he said, "I am not going to come to your church." And here's the reason he told him he wouldn't go. He said, "I have to fight the devil all week in everything I go to do. Because when you try to do right, you're going to fight the devil." And he said, "I'm definitely not going to church on Sunday morning and get there and have to fight devils inside the church all service." And he told the folks, he said, "When you get your house cleaned up a little bit, invite me back. But I'm not going because you've got deacons and elders that's full of the devil. And I'm not going." And he also made another statement that was so true. He said he went to another church and the pastor boasted how much money they had in the treasure. He said, "Daddy, they ain't right." Because he said, "I know this thing. I've watched this thing. And I've watched it through the years of growing up and all the years." And he said, "You have to fight to get every dollar you get for the cause of the gospel." And he said, "I'm scared to death at anybody that boasts that they got so much money." He said, "There's something wrong with them." Well, good that he realized these things. And he'd heard me preach, no doubt, a many time on Psalm 73 when he growed up. Because truly, the wicked are going to prosper. The hypocrites are going to prosper. The liberals are going to prosper. Those that talk out of both sides of their mouth are going to prosper. Those that promise people anything and don't care less, long as they get their money out of their pocket and get their seat sitting on their seat in their building, They could care less about anything else after two goals. It's count and finance. And we're seeing America come to that. We're seeing the prosperity message being preached by preacher after preacher after preacher. They strut across the platforms before a TV audience and rape hundreds of millions of dollars out of their listeners to tell them if they send their money right now, the next 300 is going to be blessed. There's one idiot on television, and he's an idiot. He has run the same rerun program 500 times in the last 3 years with a pile of papers and rocks on them in Israel and telling people if they'll give right then. You know? If some of those preachers would listen to themselves and realize how stupid they are, they might get to an altar and get saved. But, I mean, it's pathetic. It's sickening. We hardly have any preachers left that's not went over to the filthy lucre side. The sign of the times is all around. The Bible said there would be a famine of the word. And it's starting to happen in America. Nobody's preaching the depth of the power and the anointing of God. They're preaching, let me get a hold of your checkbook. Let me have your wallet and I'll bless you. I'm sorry. They don't have nothing to bless you with. And how in the world that preachers took the word of God of prospering and turned it into their own hullabaloo, I'll never know except the devil's the author of it. But that's where we're sitting, and that's where we're at. And the majority of the church is going to run headlong right into hell because they're not saved. They're just on a prosperity kick. They're still drinking their same liquor. They still land with their same whores and whoremongers, and that's plain, but that's the truth. And they're still doing the same things, and the preacher a lot of time in a lot of churches are right in there with them. Woman told me the other day that she had a bad witness on this preacher down in North Carolina. Boy, he built a great old big church. And she said, me and my husband talked about it, but she said, I didn't feel right around that guy. She said, oh, boy, he could come out. He had his message perfected. He laid that thing out there, that vast congregation every Sunday. And he'd go out and speak at other places, and people ooh and ah on him. But she said she kept telling her husband, honey, I don't feel right about that man. She said, I went through blaming myself. You know, we've all done that. Get something discerned out and know we're right, but, you know, the devil comes along and said, that's just you. She told her husband, she said, it may just be me. She said, he may be so much spiritually ahead of me that I'm just, you know, she said, I don't know. But she said, down in here, and her husband said, no. Said, honey, I believe you're right. I feel the same thing. So she said that made her feel a whole lot better. But she said it went on just a little while, and then it come out on him. He was having sex with men in his own church that he pastored. And some of them come out of the closets, old Sam goes, and confessed it. He was gay, sick to the heels. But he was pit, and people was swarming after him. You know something? Flies swarm after a lot of things, and I don't have to say no more. And a lot of people are worse than flies. You know? That's a God's truth. Amen. But we need to be rooted and grounded in God's word, and we need to know the word. But the psalmist said, you know, he said, I tore all to pieces. I almost give up on this thing. I almost threw it down. I almost let my feet slip. But he said, and then I got up next to the house of God. And I like what he said in verse 17. And I went until I went in the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. I'm going to tell you something. we need to pray, and we need to pray hard for the hypocrites, those that are in caught up in snares and caught up in all these different situations we see on every side. We need to pray hard for them. Because what little prosperity they appear to have is all they're going to ever have. But the Bible has a formula of prosperity. And not one place do I see that God associates it. You've got to give a certain amount of money to get it. This is something can't be bought. This something don't come by who you are, who your parents was, or who your grandparents was. This comes between you and God and the relationship you have in your heart, soul, mind, and spirit towards Him. He started out in His Word, and He said it so plainly. He said in Deuteronomy and chapter 30, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant, and do them that ye may prosper in all that ye do." This has been the formula of prosperity from the beginning. Now the church in that day, Israel, they sat in an understanding of the law, and they were required to keep the precepts of that law. In doing so, they would prosper. Throughout the entirety of the Word of God, God has never repealed that understanding. If we want to prosper, we're going to have to keep the commandments of God. We're going to have to keep His Word. The psalmist said that he hid it in his heart that he wouldn't sin against God. I've heard people say, "Well, I don't want to know much, and then I won't be required much." I don't believe that'll work. I don't believe that'll get it done. We need to know everything we could know about God's Word, to know what to do in every situation, to know what's right and know what's wrong, know which path to take, know which road. We need to take the high road. Get on the street called straight. Amen. Glory to God. We need to be committed to God and have an understanding. I don't know about you, but I've been a scholar of the Word all my life, and I'm still hungry to learn more. I told someone this week, I said, I start as a beginner. Every time I walk to the platform, every time I open my Bible, I start as a beginner in the understanding of the powerful knowledge of God and how that God possesses. And He's an endless fountain, amen. It flows like a river in my soul, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I wouldn't trade that for nothing in the world. I wouldn't trade that anointing. I wouldn't trade that precious touch of God for anything in the world. Yeah, we can look around and we can see this and we can see that. But God a long time back told me what He gave me to do was full time. I didn't need to be turned around looking at any other situations. He'll take care of them. He truly will take care of them. And throughout the Word, let's scotch this thing on some understanding of the Word so that we know, amen, we know according to God, and amen, according to the anointing of God. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, this is what you call 2020 vision. I guess that's where the standards of vision came from. They say if you've got 2020 vision, that's perfect vision. And this is 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. 2020. Easy to remember. "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe His prophets, and so shall ye prosper." Believe the word that is preached to you under the anointing. Believe the word that God has brought to you and that God has given you. and that you have received. And God says you're going to prosper. And Second Chronicles in the 26th chapter. Here, God speaks, and he said, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understood in the vision of God, understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord God, made him to prosper. Notice what it says. As long as he sought the Lord God, it made him to prosper. If you get up in the morning with your desire is to please the Lord. When you lay your head on the pillow of a night, your desire is to please the Lord. If all the dwelling of your life and all the days of your life, your desire is to dwell in the house of the Lord and before the presence of God, God said, I am going to cause you to prosper. We could sit around and talk about all the bad things happen. One thing I like about my wife, Jackie, she can find the good out of whatever mess is going on. She'll be right in the mess of a battle, and she'll look up and go to praising God for something good God's done for her. That makes the devil mad. That makes the devil mad. That combluberates him. Amen. That combluberates him. He don't know how to deal with that. Hit you with the best shot, and you just come up praising God. Beat you over the head, kicked you, slapped you, beat you, amen. And he's looking there, and all of a sudden you come up, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. The devil can't stand it. He don't have nothing to comprehend that. But see, by the word of God, as long as we seek the Lord thou God with all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our heart, soul, mind, body, strength, all that's within us, God simply is going to make you to prosper. Me and my wife talk about it a whole lot, how good God is to us. How in the midst of all the storm, this last 4 or 5 years of this recession has been a nightmare. You know? Most all the folks around here, we've, you know, had to give up our salaries and give them back and put it all in the pot so we could keep the lights on. But on the other hand, God, every way we've turned, has caused things to happen to cause us to prosper in the middle of it. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's our high tower. He's our rock we're standing on. The world has got prosperity confused and mixed up. They think it's another diamond ring or another piece of garment. I got so many garments that I go through them every once in a while and just cull out a few and give them away because I got too many. Can't get my closet shut. We have a major problem. Every closet we got's full. I told you here a few weeks ago about how, you know, I told my wife I had to get me some dress shoes. One I had was hurting my feet. And I stopped at a yard sale, and there set a brand new pair of floor shine dress shoes, $100-some pair of shoes, and I asked the guy, what do you want for them? He said, $2. That's $98 blessing. Amen. I got a pair here that's, I don't know what brand they are, but they're made like Nike Airs. They got big cushions in them. I walk around, I'm just floating on air. I told my wife, I said, this is the most comfortable pair of dress shoes that I ever got. Somebody give me these. They cost well over $100. That's another $100 blessing. Amen. He will give you what you have need of. And the Bible said he'll even take care of you what desires and wants. Amen. I can really think about something and I turn around and there it is. just comes down the pike, the old saying goes. Why? Because I'm seeking the Lord. He's causing me to prosper. I'm minding His word. I'm keeping His standards. I'm keeping His statutes. I'm obeying His word. He's causing me to prosper. I know what I'm going to do the rest of my life. I'm going to prosper. Now, I've got some things, and you have too, that you can't put a handle on right now. You know, some of you sitting in my voice and have things come into your life and tear your world plumb off Monday. You think, where in the world this thing will end? Just keep obeying God. Keep seeking God. Because the law of prosperity will prevail. Amen. They sang a song this morning, Touched My Heart. I believe it's called God Will Outlast the Storm. I was standing in New Bern Church of God. I'd just been appointed pastor. The power of God was falling like the rain. And I'd just come through a long, hard battle. Situation that God about required everything I had to get through it. Turned our world upside down. Didn't look like there was no answer to anything. But God said, come May. And come May, God moved. And I was standing there. And the power of God was falling like the rain. And I said, someday, we'll write a book. And the conclusion of when God fulfills what He's got for me to do, we'll close it out with a book. And I said, it'll be like the title of the song, God Will Outlast the Storm. In our storm, we've watched churches be established to the uttermost parts of the world. We've watched literally hundreds of ministers ordained to preach the gospel. We've saw droves of Christian schools established. We've saw a multitude of Christian colleges established throughout the world. God's not through yet. I can look on the local scene, and it comes time it would just disgust you almost. I could look at the prosperity of the wicked around me and the hypocrite, and it would almost disgust you. But I realize that God's law cannot fail. And when God gets ready to move, He'll take care of all the situations. He'll take care of it all. He'll make His way clear and He'll speak. God's going to clean the platforms of America of this riffraff preachers preaching that prosperity junk, and God's going to shove them off, and He's going to send some men to the front line that's been seasoned in this word, that's going to preach by the anointing, that's going to shake the foundation of this world. And He said, then, I'm coming back. We just have to wait till God moves. I was thinking this morning about some certain situations. And I was thinking, well, why this wasn't happening, why that wasn't happening. And God plainly spoke to me. That ain't what I told you to do. That ain't what I told you to do. I've ordained for what you to do. You to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Just keep on preaching loud. Just keep on declaring His word. Amen. But God's plainly said it. Amen. That we're going to prosper if we continue to seek the Lord. Then in Psalms, I'm glad that Psalms started right out in chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall do what? Shall prosper. Verse 6 says, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We will be prospering while the hypocrite and while the wicked will be perishing. That's the promise of the word. I didn't say it. The word said it. Amen. The word said it. And then God gives us some other formulas. We need to, first of all, we need to be at peace and pray for Jerusalem. Because it said in Psalms 122, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Pray for them. Pray for Israel. Pray for Jerusalem. Because they're going to prosper that do so. I'm going to tell you something. We need to uphold Israel. We need to be on Israel's side. Because there's a sheep side and there's a goat side. And we better be on the side that God has anointed. And we better stand firm to it. Amen. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. That's the promise of the word. That's genuine, solid, God-fearing prosperity. And I always read this at school graduation every year. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. That's the promise of the word. And then in 3 John, in over one chapter there, and in verse 2, he goes on to say, behold, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou soul prospers. That's the scriptural message on prosperity. Love the Lord thou God with all your heart. Continue in his word. Let his word abide in you. And God promised you spiritual prosperity. He said, you know, in the days of famine, we're going to be satisfied. If we will continue in the Lord, the Lord is going to bring us through. And if we'll turn around and if we'll count our blessings, if we'll begin to count our blessings, we'll find that God is causing us to prosper. In spite of circumstances, in spite of anything and everything goes on, God will cause us to prosper. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your truth. And Lord, I ask you, as we abide in you and your words abide in us, that God, whatsoever we put our hand to do, that it prospers in the sight of God. Lord, heal, deliver, set free is our prayer. Save to the uttermost. Reclaim the backslider. Stir the hearts of your people. The hour is late. And make them evermore ready for the trumpet to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead. And we say amen and amen. God love you. God bless you is our prayer.